Good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for a Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball. The Dort College Defenders, 17-5 overall, 10-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, taking on a Dakota Wesleyan team that is 3-9 in the conference and 16-11 overall. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of me here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. Dakota Wesleyan is 3-9 of the conference. They have wins in league play over Mount Marty twice and the College of St. Mary. The Mitchell, South Dakota-based team has taken Briarcliff, Midland, and Northwestern to five sets in recent losses. Wesleyan has gone 4-2 in its last six matches, starting with an October 14th win over Mayville State. Wesleyan is averaging 12.5 kills per set with 12.4 kills allowed. The Tigers are averaging 2.1 blocks per set and allow 1.9 points per set on blocks and 1.1 points per set on ace serves by their opponents. In 12 GPAC matches, the Tigers have been outscored at the net 14.0 to 10.6 on kills, and teams have 57 kills against the Tigers, while Wesleyan has 13 ace serves in those GPAC matches. Lauren Tadlock tops the Tigers with 4.5 kills per set. Dana Misiashik is putting down 2.5 kills per outing. Michelle Vadap tops the team with 10.2 assists, and she has 19 service aces. The Defender women are 17-5 overall, 10-2 in GPAC play. The Defenders have wins over Dakota Wesleyan, Northwestern, Mount Marty, the College of St. Mary, Briarcliff twice, Morningside, Midland, and Concordia twice. Their losses in league play are to Hastings and Northwestern. Dort's other losses are to Bellevue, Mid-American Nazarene, and Westmont. Brooke Granster leads the Defenders with 4.11 kills per set and a 3.43 kill efficiency. She gets to 2.85 digs per outing. Emma Alton is averaging 2.77 kills per set with a 2.18 kill efficiency, and she is tops on the team with 34 service aces. Julia Lindberg is averaging 2.32 kills. Elizabeth Keel has 2.02 kills per set on average. Keel, Granstra, Jocelyn Wind, and Haley Moss are all averaging right at one block per set. Moss is at 1.74 kills per outing, and Jamie Gasink just under a kill per set to go with her team-high 10.73 assists, and she has 23 ace serves. Jill Scouten leads the team with a 3.78 dig average. Aubrey Drake and Summer Jansen are averaging 2.1 and 2.14 digs per set, respectively. Abby Pollum gets to 1.19 digs per outing. Last action, Dakota Wesleyan was on the short end of a 25-16, 25-22, 25-17 decision with Hastings and Mitchell. Rebecca Frick had 10 kills in the loss. Taylor Spence got to 20 digs. Michelle Vanapps had 28 assists in the match. Dort beat Midland on Saturday afternoon in Sioux Center 25-22, 25-18, 21-25, and 25-16. Dort hit for a 2.26 kill efficiency of 9 points on blocks. Brooke Granstra had 19 kills. Emma Altna had 15 with 3 service aces. Jamie Gasink recorded 45 assists. Jill Scouten had 25 digs. Dort and Dakota Wesleyan played back on September the 13th in Mitchell, South Dakota. Dort College won a 25-13, 25-22, 25-21 decision at the Corn Palace behind Lindberg, Keel, and Moss, all of 9 kills. Altna added 7. Gasink recorded 35 assists in the win. Scouten got to 10 digs. Tadlock paced Dakota Wesleyan with 14 kills, and Vanapps recorded 27 assists. Great Plains Athletic Conference standings heading into play this evening. Hastings is 12-1, Dort is 10-2, Midland also 10-2. Let's pause now for a prayer followed by our national anthem.
Give me a heart to play on the team, and I ask that you help them to do it to the best of their ability. We
We get into volleyball action. The Dort College Defenders and Dakota Wesleyan Tigers getting set for Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Glad to have you along with me on a Wednesday evening that feels like fall outside. Once again, we are in the nice and cozy confines of the DeWitt Gymnasium. For those of you watching via our webcast, you'll see the pink on the Dakota Wesleyan side of the floor. They have pink jerseys for tonight's Cancer Awareness Evening here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. This is the annual sister-to-sister match that Dort College has played with Dakota Wesleyan several times over the seasons. The Dort College defenders in their typical home black jerseys with white letters and numbers, while the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers in their pink jersey tops with blue numbers trimmed out in white. Guest coaches for tonight's contest for Dort College, also of note, Tom and Carol Vandenbosch. Those of you who are fans of Dort College volleyball need no introduction to that pair. The Dort College defenders, under the tutelage of Tom Vandenbosch, rose to national prominence. And good to see Tom and Carol on the bench, and good to see Carol out and about. So glad that they are able to take a part in tonight's match. Let's get started with the volleyball. We are underway. Aubrey Drake will serve it up, and we are underway. Dakota Wesleyan scrambles to it, pushed over the net, free ball, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, sets it outside to Alton up, banks it into the block, and a point for Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan scores the first point of the night on a block, and the North College defenders trail 1-0. 1-0, our score, set number one of this best-of-five match. Getting started just a shade after 7:30. Service by Taylor Spence. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Throws it backside over to Granstra. Granstra for the kill. Brooke Granstra with her first kill this evening. Brooke coming off a week in which she was named the NAIA Player of the Week for her action last week. Wins over Briarcliff in five. And nationally rated Midland on Saturday in four. An ace serve for Dort College and Emma Altena. Altena adds to her team high 34 ace serves. She now has 35, obviously. And the Dort College defenders lead 2-1. An overpass, pushed back. Dort College now will reload. Set outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh off speed and a kill for Julia Lindbergh. Not sure if that's how Julia diagrammed it up, but it ends up as a point for the defenders. And Dort College leads 3-1. So after an initial point by Dakota Wesleyan, Dort College in the lead, 3-1. On the attack, Dakota Wesleyan, and a kill for Dakota Wesleyan. Getting the kill is Lauren Tadlock. Tadlock leads this team in kills with 4.5 per set. Serving for Wesleyan is Michelle Vanepps. Vanepps lines it up, sends it over short. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it out wide. Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands. An overpass, and Tadlock goes up against Granstra, so unable to do anything with it. And I'm going to credit Lindbergh with that kill, her second. So Lindbergh gets credit for the kill on the play. Jamie Gasing with a knuckleball serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Set right side, Tadlock. Tadlock hits it wide and out of bounds, attacking on the slide to the right. And Tadlock, the attack error. Dort College able to take away the angle. And Dakota Wesleyan will serve receive from Gasing. Tadlock takes it. Gets it to Vanepps. Set back to Tadlock. Tadlock hits it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. So back-to-back attack errors by Lauren Tadlock. Dakota Wesleyan trailing 6-2. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan to the middle. Dug by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Now Granstra. Granstra on the quick attack kill. Brooke Granstra with her second kill, and the defenders lead 7-2. 7-2 the score. Gasing serving, the sophomore from Sioux Center. It's taken by Tadlock. Tadlock gets the outside set, and Tadlock puts that one away. So Tadlock records her second kill, and Dakota Wesleyan going to her almost exclusively in that sequence. She responds with a couple of kills and a couple of attack errors. Short serve as Tadlock serves it. Taken to Moss. Moss with a slide to the middle. Kill. Haley Moss, they work on the one-foot takeoff, and Haley Moss puts it away. 8-3, Dort College in front by five. Serving for the defenders will be Granstra. Granster with a jump serve, controlled by Tadlock. Gets it to Vanep. Set comes outside, off speed, taken by Scouten. Too close to the net, dug by Granster on the cover. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Now Lindbergh pushes it down, and we've got a player of the net for Dakota Wesley, and that's Kimberly Van Bakkern. And the Dort College defenders lead 9-3. Lindbergh with another kill for the defenders. Julia Lindbergh unofficially with three. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan miscommunication and a bad set by Wesleyan. And Dort College out of the chute quickly, leading 10-3. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm crop, life and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at Sioux Center, 722-0101. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Set goes outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it away. Here comes Wesleyan. Set by Tadlock. Over the net, controlled by the defenders. Lindbergh, Gasink, Gasink, Moss. Moss off high hands. Covered by Tadlock. Vanep sets right side, banks it off of the block, and the kill for Dana Misiashik. Misiashik with the kill. And the Dort College lead is 10-4. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Set right side over to Keel. Keel over the top of the block, saved by Wesleyan. Wesleyan scrambling. Roll shot, taken by Granstra. Gets it to Gasink outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh off speed, and a kill for Lindbergh. Julia Lindbergh with another kill. Dort College leads 11-4. 11-4 our score. Dort College women's soccer earlier tonight loses to Dakota Wesleyan 1-0. Pretty important game for Dort College in terms of postseason hopes. I'm not sure they're going to get in. Got one more match with Doan on Saturday. We'll let the dust settle this evening before we start making predictions. Rebecca Frick with a kill. Frick puts it away, and the Dort College defenders trail 11-5. Jump serve and an ace serve for Wesleyan. So Wesleyan showing some signs of life. Misiacic with the kill, an ace serve, her first ace. And the Dort College lead is 11-6. 11-6. Jump serve taken by Granstra, up and over. Nearly a throw. Dort College gets it. Gasing back over to Moss. Moss tools it off of the block for the kill. Haley Moss takes advantage of the late arriving block, and she puts it away. And the Dort College defender lead is 12-6. Kill number two for Haley Moss. Low hard serve taken by Wesleyan. Vanaps sets outside Frick. Frick blocked at the net. Here they come again. Frick on the attack. Pushes it over. Taken by Jansen. Gasing scrambling. Pancake saved by Gasing. Kept it alive. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan off of the block. Dort College fighting for it. And Liz Keel puts it away. Elizabeth Keel with her first kill. And the senior from Orange City takes advantage of the ball hanging over the net. Puts it down. Dort College with service. Summer Jansen. Jansen, the junior from Sheldon, serves it wide and out of bounds. Point Wesleyan. So a service error by Summer Jansen. Dort College's lead is 13-7. 13-7 our score, serving for Wesleyan is Mallory Cooper. Cooper's serve is long and out of bounds. Give a point, get a point. Dort College and Wesleyan exchanging service errors. So Cooper with the service error, serving for the defenders now, is Aubrey Drake. Short serve. Wesleyan able to get to it. A down ball. Taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing quick attack. Granstra pushes to the corner. Kill. Granstra saw the defense creeping forward. Brooke Granstra puts it away with her third kill. And the Dort College lead is 15-7. 15-7 our score. That little hop serve by Drake. Attacking Wesleyan, unable to put it down. Jansen gets it. Gasing. Gasing over to Alton over the kill. Emma Alton over their first kill. And the Dort College lead is 16-7. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Wesleyan. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. 16-7, Dort College in front midway through the first set, and Dakota Wesleyan has used both of their timeouts. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Serving for Dort College is Aubrey Drake, sophomore from Rock Island, Illinois. Her serve controlled. They get it over to. Tadlock with the attack. Dort College covered it. Ends up throwing it over for a free ball. And now Tadlock with a kill. Tadlock with another kill. Lauren Tadlock with her third kill. And now the question is, how many points can Wesleyan make up with Tadlock in the front row attacking? Short serve, Taylor Spence, taken by Granstra, gets it. Gasing back over to Granstra. Granstra blocked at the net. Point, Wesleyan. Wesleyan cuts it down to a 16-9 contest. Set number one of this best-of-five match. Serving again for Wesleyan is Spence. Short serve, controlled by Granstra, gets it. Gasing, Altina kill. Emma Altina with her second kill. Haven't had extended volleys yet. Things have really been quick at the net. Serving is Altina. Altina, jump serve, taken by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, set pushed outside. Off high hands, controlled by Dort College. Gasing bumps it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh roll shot, controlled by Wesleyan. And dumped over the net, and a kill for Wesleyan and Michelle Van Epps. Van Epps records the kill with a dump shot. As she redirects it, finds the open area. Dakota Wesleyan with service. And a short serve taken by Jansen. Too close to the net, though, and putting it away for Wesleyan is Dana Misiashik. Misiashik with her third kill. Misiashik with the kill. Dort College leading 17-11. And the short serve taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra off speed and a kill. Brooke Granstra with her fourth kill. And the defender lead is 18-11. So Dort College, it would seem, with this one in hand, now they just have to finish it off. Wesleyan attacking. And blocked at the net is Tadlock. Tadlock, nothing to go, nowhere to go with it. And the defenders score a point on the block, 19-11. 19-11, Dort College closing in on a set one win. Taken by Spence, and a lift. A ball handling error called on Michelle Van Epps, point defenders. Van Epps' only chance she had was to go up and try to redirect that one with one hand, and she ended up with too much of the palm on the ball. Dort College attacking. Granstra outside Lindbergh, one-on-one, through the block, and a kill. Lindbergh records the kill. Julia now with her fourth kill by my count. And the Tigers trail 21-11. They've used both of their timeouts. They used them up early. Jamie Gasing serve taken by Spence. Quick attack and into the net. Dana Misiashik, point defenders, on the attack error by Misiashik. Misiashik attacking from the outside and just simply hit it into the net. Controlled by Tadlock. Set comes back to Tadlock from behind the spike line. Dort College able to regroup. Scouting gets it over to Gasing. Gasing passes it over. Here comes Wesleyan. Van Epps backside and tipping it wide and out of bounds is Misiashik, point defenders. So a couple of attack errors by Wesleyan, and the Dort College lead is 23-11. Both of them by Misiashik. And the Dort College defenders lead at 23-11. Wesleyan attacking. Set outside Misiashik. Misiashik off high hands. That one's up into the stands. Point Wesleyan. So Misiashik with the kill. Tadlock with service. Short serve taken by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Moss. Banks it off at the top of the block. Saved by Tadlock. Comes back to Misiashik. Unable to put it away. Altina gets to it. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing now comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Gasing. Gasing, Granstra. Granstra unable to put it down. Here comes Wesleyan again. Set right side. Rolls it over the block. Saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra pushes it. It's pushed back by Wesleyan. Dort College reloads. Moss off the block. Saved by Wesleyan. Comes back outside Frick. Frick unable to put it down. Dort College attacking. Granstra, quick attack kill. Granstra with the kill. Brooke unofficially with her fifth. And now Granstra will serve with her team leading 24-12. Jump serve by Granstra, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking. Outside Frick. Frick off the block, and we've got a net violation on the defenders. Frick will get credit for the kill. Rebecca Frick with her second kill. She's averaging 2%. And Wesleyan now serving and taking her spot. In the service area is Karsrud. Taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side. Keel off high hands. Kill. Elizabeth Keel puts it away. And the North College defenders win it 25-13. Set number one goes to the defenders. Back with set number two right after this. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium, where the North College defenders win set number one by a final score of 25-13. North College hitting for a healthy 444 kill efficiency. Dakota Wesleyan an 059 kill efficiency, so a very robust start to the match for the North College defenders. Brooke Granster leading the way with five kills. Julia Lindbergh with three. Jamie Gasing, 13 assists. Six digs for Jill Scouten, five for Aubrey Drake. Dakota Wesleyan led by Lauren Tadlock and Dana Misiashik with three kills apiece. Five digs for Michelle Vadeps. Six assists put up by Michelle Vadeps as well. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2, the Dort College Bookstore, with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. And by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. Cooper with service for Dakota Wesleyan. And we are underway with play here in set number two. Dort College leading one set to nothing. Set goes outside to Emma Altena. Altena puts it away. She went up unblocked, and more times than not, she's going to come away with a kill when she goes up unblocked. For Emma Altena, unofficially, that's three kills for the sophomore from Sioux Center. Emma Altena serving. Jump serve, and that's an ace serve, and that one was impossible to return for the back row specialist. Altena now with 36 ace serves this season. Another serve on the way for the jump serving Emma Altena. Altena serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack set outside Tadlock. Off high hands dug by Altena outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Lindbergh with another kill. And for Julia, that's her fourth officially. And the North College defender lead is 3-0 right away in set number two. Emma Altena serving again. Altena serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Here comes Wesleyan over the top of the block. Saved by Altena, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tries to dump it, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking Tadlock. Power tip and a kill for Tadlock. Lauren Tadlock with her fourth kill. And the North College lead is 3-1. 3-1 our score. Serving for Wesleyan is Spence. Spence, serve, taken by Lindbergh, gets it over to Gasing, slide right side, Granstra block, picked out of the net by Jansen. Set goes outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh didn't get a good approach on it, and Dakota Wesleyan back to within 3-2. So an attack error by Lindbergh, taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside, it comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it away, Scouten covers it, right side Granstra off high hands kill. Granster records yet another kill, her sixth unofficially, and the North College lead is 4-2. 4-2, North College in control early in set number two. Wesleyan attacking set. Tadlock, power tip, saved by Gason. Gets it over to Scout and pushed over the net by Lindbergh. Saved by Wesleyan. Set goes to the middle, unable to put it away. Initially is Katie Vetch. Vetch, though, with the off speed, it does eventually find the hardwood here at the DeWitt Gymnasium in the middle of the Dort College floor, and Wesleyan will have service. Michelle Vanep serving. That means three players are in the front row for Dakota Wesleyan that can attack. Vanep's the setter. Short serve taken by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Granstra. Over the block. Overpass taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Backside Moss. Moss down the line. Kill. Unblocked was Moss. Cooper was there but unable to execute the dig. So Moss records the kill. For Haley, that's number three. Jump serve by Granstra, saved by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, pushed outside, and a block put up. Dana Misiashik gets blocked on the play by Moss as she attacked from the left side. Moss and Keel teaming up for that block. Dort College leads 6-3. 6-3, our score. Granstra serve is into the net. So Granstra with a service error, and Dakota Wesleyan has service. Serving for Wesleyan is Tadlock. Dort College attacking. Keel off the block and the kill. Elizabeth Keel with the block. Taylor Spence gave chase in the backcourt. Might have shaken up, bent her wrist the wrong way. She comes up shaking that left hand out. So Keel records that kill. And for Elizabeth, that's number three unofficially. Attacking for the right side, Misiacic. Misiacic with her fourth kill. And the Dort College defender lead is 7-5. 7-5, our score. Dakota Wesleyan will check a new player in to serve. This is Leslie Carsrud. Carsrud with service. Her team trailing 7-5. And Carsrud, jump serve. Taken by Keel, gets it to Gasing. Backside Moss. Moss tips to the back corner. Carsrud is there, set outside to Frick. Unable to put it away. Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Now Granstra from behind the spike line, and we've got a touch called against Dakota Wesleyan. Point defenders. Granstra records the kill, her seventh. 8-5, Dort College leading by three. Set number two, Dort College one, set one, 25-13. Serve taken by Frick. Backside. Dug by Jansen off the attack. Here comes Dort College and Altena. Cross court dug by Frick. Vanepps. Sets, Tadlock, Scouten digs, back over to Keel. Keel off high hands, Wesleyan attacks, saved again by the defenders. Gasing, Keel, Keel cross court, dug by Vanepps. Tadlock sets right side, Misiacic. Misiacic hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Misiacic with the attack error. 9-5, our score, serving is Summer Jansen. And Summer Jansen with an ace. An ace serve for Jansen, and for Summer, that is her first this evening, her 13th of the season. Serving Summer Jansen, taken by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, outside Frick. Frick redirects it, saved by Jansen on the cover, dumped over the net by Gasing, controlled by Wesleyan. Set, Tadlock gets the set over to Frick, dug by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, back over to Altena. Altena down the line, kill. Altena with the kill. Emma Altena records the kill, and for Emma, that's her fourth. 11-5, Dort College leading. Set goes outside, joust at the net. Gasing pushes it down. Wesleyan returns it. Keel throws it backside over to Altena. Altena off high hands, kill. Altena records another kill, unofficially her fifth. Dort College leads 12-5. Timeout on the floor, charge to Wesleyan. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual with Insurance Association, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual with Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Serving for the defenders is Jansen, controlled by Wesleyan. Set comes right side off high hand, saved by the defenders. Gasing right side back over to Keel. Keel with a swing, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Frick through the block, saved by Scouten. Gets it to Gasing. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with the kill, her fourth, and the defenders have now scored 6 points in a row. They lead 13-5. Dort College was up 7-5 when this run began. Tadlock sends it over. Dort College regroups. Gasing sends it up over to Altena. Altena with the kill. Emma Altena records the kill, her sixth. Dort College very diversified in their attack, making life pretty miserable right now for the Mitchell South Dakota-based Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Block put up by Keel. Wesleyan regroups. Down ball by Frick. Taken by Dort College. Scouten gets it back over to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Here comes Wesleyan. Attack. Frick. Frick around the block. Dug by Scouten. Gasing on her horse. Gets to it. Passes it back over to Altena. Altena sends it over the left hand. Down ball by Spence. Taken by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing. And the ball handling error called on Jamie Gasing. Gasing had it squared up. That one just slipped through her fingertips. 14-6. Left-handed serving. Rebecca Frick with service. That's not Frick. That's Dana Misiasik. Comes back over to Altena. Altena over the kill. And right now, Dort College has Wesleyan just turning in circles. And not meant so much as a negative against Wesleyan, but Dort College, so many different players attacking well right now, and Wesleyan unable to keep pace. Attacking, Granstra picks it out of the net after the initial block, comes back over to Altena. Altena over the hammer, controlled by Wesleyan, pushed over by Frick. Frick pushes it into the antenna, point defenders, and an attack error by Frick. So Frick with the attack error. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Dort College leading 16-6 in set number two. Wesleyan attacking. Set comes outside. Tadlock. Tadlock off of the net and the kill. Tadlock records the kill. Lauren Tadlock with her fifth. She has been a bright spot for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. She has not wilted in this one. She continues to attack. Serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back, slide, get Granstra. Granstra unable to put her down. Vanap saves it, back over to Tadlock, power tip, covered by Drake. Now redirected by Tadlock, a block put up by Gasing. Gasing gets credit for the solo block. So Gasing records the solo block, and the Dort College defenders. Service by Emma Altena is into the net, so a service error makes it 17-8. 17-8 our score. Low hard serve, take a bite. Jansen gets it over to Gasing, shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the kill. Julia Lindbergh, the sophomore from Margate, Florida, her fifth kill unofficially. And the Dort College defenders lead 18-8. Jump serve taken by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Pushed over the net. Free ball. Drake, Gasing, Gasing, Granstra. Granstra dug by Spence in the back row. Pushed over the net by Misiacic. Dug by Scouten. Gets it back over to Moss. Moss pushes it down. Saved by Wesleyan. Outside Tadlock. Tadlock over the block. Dug by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands. Wesleyan keeps it alive. That came off of a player's foot. That's legal. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with the kill. It was a completely inadvertent kick on a player sprawling on the floor. That's a legal contact as long as you do it cleanly, and she did. Dort College eventually gets it, though on a kill by Granstra. Back with more after this timeout, Wesleyan.
Christian.
Dort College rolling in set number two, 19-8. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC or at the booth next to the concessions at most home football, volleyball, and basketball games. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, an ace serve for Dort College, and Robin Underwood. Underwood with an ace serve. And Dort College leads 20-8. So Underwood records the ace. Wesley in attacking off high hands. Saved by the defenders. Underwood gets it back over to Lindbergh, unable to put it down. Attack to the middle. Saved by Dort College and Drake. Wesley in attacking. Tadlock saved again by Drake. Gets it to Underwood. Underwood throws it up over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh hits it long and out of bounds. Lindbergh hits it long and out of bounds. The attack error by Lindbergh. And the Dort College defender lead is 20-9. 29-hour score. An 11-point cushion for the defenders. Short serve taken by Granstra. Gets it to Underwood. Comes back over to Moss. Moss with a swing. Now an overpass. Lindbergh puts it away. Lindbergh gets another chance, and she takes full advantage of that. Julia Lindbergh with her sixth kill. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Abby Palama with service. Knuckleball serve taken by Tadlock. Van Epps sets outside Misiacic. Misiacic with a kill. So Misiacic with the kill. And the Dort College lead is 21-10. Outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh banks it off high hands. Kill. Julia Lindbergh with her seventh kill. Tooling it off the block. Lindbergh averaging 2.3 kills per set. She's got seven this evening, so a 3.5 average. And Jocelyn Wind is in serving for the defenders. So Julia Lindbergh will serve. Jocelyn Wind is in the front row. Altina is in the game along with Leah Camp. Dort College getting some different personnel on the floor right here, leading 22-10. So Julia Lindbergh with service. So that's Camp, Wind, and Altina in the front row. Underwood is your setter. Outside, Frick. Frick over the top of the block. Taken by Palama. Gets it to Underwood. Comes back over to Camp. Camp blocked at the net. Saved by Wind. Bump set, Underwood, back over to Altina. Altina blocked at the net, point Wesleyan. 22-11, serving for Wesleyan. We'll wait and we'll get some changes the way it looks. This will be Karsrud. Karsrud will serve. So Karsrud with service. Wesleyan is out of timeouts, trailing 22-11. Palama to Underwood. Underwood, Wind. Wind blocked at the net. Underwood throws it outside. Altina banks it off the block, and Altina didn't have much of an angle to work with. Back-to-back points on blocks for the Wesleyan Tigers. And Dakota Wesleyan has the lead down to 10 at 22-12. 22-12, our score. Palama to Underwood. Underwood back over to Altina. Blocked. Palama covers it. Back over to Wind. Wind unable to put it down. Here comes Wesleyan and Frick, and we've got a double contact called on Dakota Wesleyan. Ball handling error on the Tigers. Dort College leads 23-12, leading in the match one set to nothing on that 25-13 win in set number one. Karsrud checks out. The libero, Taylor Spence, is back into the match. Serving for the defenders will be Summer Jansen. Jansen, low hard serve taken by Tadlock, set right side, and a kill for Misiacic. For Misiacic, that's her sixth kill unofficially. She now has service. Taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Back outside. Wind. Wind. Kill. So Jocelyn Wind records her first kill. And the defender lead is 24-13. So we have substitutions checking in. Granstra will check in for Palama. Wind will give way for Summer Jansen. And now Aubrey Drake will check in. And Drake will check in for Wendt. ...24-13, Dort College by 11. And the defenders have service. This is Aubrey Drake. So Drake serving with her team up 11. Trying to put it away and take a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match. Trying to dump it over was Vanapps. Dort College blocked it. Wesleyan reloads. Tadlock dug by Campos. Controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan outside Frick. Frick through the block. Kill. Rebecca Frick with her third kill. And the Dort College lead is 24-14. 25-13 was the score in set number one. Wesleyan has serve. Taken by Skouten. Gets it to Giesink. Back over to Granstra. Granstra off the block. Saved by Wesleyan. Spence gets it over to... Well, Spence got it to Tadlock. Tadlock got dug up, and Dort College sets to the middle to Granstra. And Granstra puts the kill away. And the Giesink puts the kill away. Jamie Giesink with their first kill. And the Dort College defenders win set two, 25-14. Dort College takes a 2-0 lead in the best-of-five match. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious in sets 1 and 2, 25-13 and 25-14. The defenders for the match, 31 kills, 6 errors, 76 total attacks, a 329 kill efficiency. Dakota Wesleyan, 15-10 and 68, and 074 kill efficiency. Brooke Granster leading a balanced attack with 8 kills. Emma Alton and Julia Lindberg have 7 each. Jamie Giesink, 27 assists. Jill Skouten has 14 digs, and Aubrey Drake has 10. Dakota Wesleyan, Dana Misiashik has 6 kills, 5 for Lauren Tadlock, 8 for Michelle Vanapps. Michelle Vanapps has 8 digs and 13 assists, I should say. And Dana Misiashik has 5 digs. So Dort College out to a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match. Dort College back in action tomorrow evening as they host the Jamestown Jimmies. 7:30 start time for that varsity-only match. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. A reminder that at the conclusion of tonight's match, the Wireless World post-game wrap immediately following Dort College versus Dakota Wesleyan. Aubrey Drake to serve for the Dort College defenders as we get into set number three. Dort College leading two sets, 2-0, 25-13 and 25-14. They set over to Misiacic. Misiacic into the block, put up by Altena and Granstra. And the Dort College defenders score the first point of the set for the second straight set. So a block by Altena. Here comes Wesleyan. Misiacic power tip blocked by Granstra. Outside set Frick. Frick over the top of the block. Saved by the defenders. Giesink gets it over to Granstra. Granstra unable to put it down. That's a power tip by Tadlock. Set outside Altena. Altena through the block. And Altena with a kill. Altena records a kill. Her eighth. And the Dort College defender lead is 2-0. 2-0 our score. Serving is Drake. Drake, little hop serve taken by Spence. Set goes outside. Frick. Frick hits it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. So Frick with an attack error. And the Dort College lead is 3-0. 3-0 our score. Serving is Drake. Drake, jump serve and overpass. Taken by Skouten. Gets it over to Giesink. Giesink back over to Granstra. Granstra unable to put it down. Here comes Wesleyan. Pass over the net. Free ball. Skouten. Giesink. Giesink. Altena. Altena over the swing. Dug by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Frick over the block. Saved by Skouten. Gets it over to Giesink. Quick attack middle. Granstra. Granstra unable to put it down. Here comes Wesleyan again. Passed over the net by Frick. Granstra on the first contact puts it away. Granstra with a kill. And for Brooke, that's number 9 unofficially. And the Dort College defender lead is 4-0 in set number 3. Set 3. serving. Drake, taken by Spence. Wesleyan attacking, into the block. Dort College able to put it back. Wesleyan regroups. Frick well off of the net, saved by Jansen off high hands. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra punches it over the left hand, and Granstra somehow gets the kill. Brooke Granstra with her 10th kill, and the Dort College defender lead is 5-0. 5-0 our score. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City, and by Sioux Commercial Sweeping located in Sioux Center. Jump serve by Drake. Here comes Wesleyan attacking outside Frick. Frick blocked at the net. Down on Dort College's side. Point Wesleyan. Rebecca Frick with a kill. It's 5-1. Dort College in front. Taylor Spence with service. Spence, low serve, controlled by the defenders. Gaysink dumps it and kills. Jamie Gaysink with the kill, her second by my count. And the Dort College defender lead is 6-1 in set number three. Serving Emma Altna. Altna's serve is long off of the back line, point Wesleyan. So Altna with a service error. And the defender lead is 4-6-2. We have not had long rallies in this match at all. We've had one or two that have gone a couple times over the net. Otherwise, it's been pretty quick terminations. Spence keeps it alive. Pushed, though, back to Scout and free ball in effect. Granstra kill. So Granstra takes advantage of the early pass over by Dakota Wesleyan, and the Dort College lead is 7-2. Gaysink serving. Gaysink serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack through the block. Saved by Gaysink. Kept alive by Drake. Passed over the net by Moss. Here comes Wesleyan, and Wesleyan unable to return it. And Moss sent that one over initially with her back to the net. She just passed it over, and it finds the floor. Dort College leads 8-2. Tadlock will check out of the match. Checking in, Dakota Wesleyan will send a new player into the contest that I didn't anticipate seeing this evening. That's Sydney Fritz. Now an ace serve for Jamie Gaysink. Gaysink with an ace. Dort College leads 9-2. Floater taken by Frick. On the attack, Frick over the block, saved by Scout, and gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink Lindbergh blocked at the net. Granstra covers it, now gets the quick set back, and Granstra puts it down. She's got 12. 4 points in a row for Dort College. They started with a five-point run. They lead 10-2. And another ace serve for Gaysink. Jamie Gaysink with her second ace of the set. And the Dort College lead is 11-2, and Wesleyan has used their second timeout. Back with more in a moment. 11-2, Dort College leading by 9 in set number 3. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joyner Zwart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Low hard serve taken by Wesleyan, pushed over the net by Videpps. Taken by Drake, gets it to Gaysink, comes back over to Moss. Moss tips to the back corner. Wesleyan scrambling, unable to get to it. Moss with a kill, her fifth. Moss records the kill with a tip. Serving is Gaysink, controlled by Frick. Videpps sets to Misiacic. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gaysink. Outside Lindbergh. Blocked at the net, now saved by Scouten. Pushed over the net. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan, Frick, down the line, kill. Frick with the kill, her fourth. And the Dort College lead is 12-3. 12-3, our score. Serving for Wesleyan is Mallory Cooper. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gaysink. Now to Moss, and we've got a back row attack called on Jamie Gaysink. Gaysink had to go up after that one, and she didn't really have a chance at it. So she gets called for an attack error. Low hard serve taken by Scouten, gets it to Gasing, comes back over to Granster. Granster with a kill. Granster records the kill. 13 for Granster. Dort College has scored their points in runs this evening. And that has really allowed just a few players to pile up some big numbers. Keel has not gotten many rotations tonight simply because I don't think Dort College has gone twice around the rotation yet in any of the sets. Dort College leads 13-5 after the attack error by Moss. So Moss with the attack error from the right side. Dort College leading 13-5. Jump serve taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, late arriving block, kill. So Julia Lindbergh, yet another kill. She's got 8 by my count. And the defender lead is 14-5. 14-5, serving Lindbergh. Lindbergh, the jump serve. Taken by Wesley, an overpass, trying to put it away was Altna. Dort College keeps it in play. Bump set over to Altna from Granstra. Wesley uncovers it. Off high hand, saved by Granstra. Back over to Gasing, now to Keel. Keel, quick attack, kill for Liz Keel. Elizabeth with her fifth kill. And the Dort College lead is 15-5. 15-5, Dort College leading. Set number 3. Dort College leads 2-0. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes to the middle and hitting it wide and out of bounds. But there was a touch at the net called on the defenders. So a touch at the net. A kill for Wesleyan. And that's going to go to Lauren Tadlock, I believe. Hitting it wide and out of bounds is Keel on the attack. So Keel, an attack error, and the Dort College defenders trail a lead 15-7. 15-7 our score. Serve taken by Palama, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss down the line. Moss unable to put it away, passed over the net. Free ball, Scouten, Gasing, Gasing, quick attack, Keel. Keel dug by Wesleyan up into the rafters, controlled by Wesleyan, passed over the net. Free ball. Comes back over to Gasing. Outside Altena. Altena over the block. Kill. So Altena records the kill. Emma Altena unofficially with 9 kills. Granster leads with a dozen. Wesleyan attacking. Right side. And unable to put it away. That was Fritz. Fritz right into the block. Point defenders. Altena put that block up along with Keel. Serving is Summer Jansen. Jansen, low hard serve. And that'll go. No, that passed over the net. Dort College, a free ball. Back over to Keel. Keel, kill. Elizabeth Keel with her sixth kill. And the Dort College defender lead is 18-7. Jocelyn Wind will check in. Emma Altena will check out. Dort College leads 18-7. 18-7 our score. Jansen, serve, controlled. By Tadlock. Tadlock with a bump with the attack from behind the spike line. Gasing unable to put it away as she tapped it to the back line. Dug by Palama on the attack by Misiacic. Wynn blocked at the net. Scouten gets it back over to Gasing. Now Keel. Keel with a tap. Controlled by Wesley. And Wesley and Misiacic. Misiacic through the block. Palama gets it up there. And now Gasing. They say she got tangled in the net. So a block error by Gasing. And the Dort College lead is 18-8. Tadlock serving. And Tadlock serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside Wind. Wind with a kill. Wind records the kill for Jocelyn. That's her second. And the defender lead is 19-8. Dort College with this one in hand, it would appear. They won set 1, 25-13. They won set 2, 25-14. They lead in set 3, 19-8. Drake, serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, down ball by Spence. And there to block it is Camp. Camp with a solo block. Leah Camp with a solo block. Dort College leads 28-8. Drake serving. Drake with a jump serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Right side, Misiacek. Misiacek hits that one into Aubrey Drake's forehead. And Drake, none the worse for wear. Bounces back. She's ready to go. 20-9. So Misiacek with the kill. Jansen, Gasink. Gasink outside, Wind. Wind blocked at the net. Point Wesleyan. So a block for Wesleyan. Misiacek with her seventh kill moments ago. Dort College leading 20-10. And Jansen and Drake, miscommunication that time, and an ace serve for Spence. Spence makes it 20-11 with that ace serve. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasink. Slide right side, Camp, unable to put it down. Here comes Wesleyan. Right side, Misiacek. Misiacek with a kill. So Misiacek with a kill. She's got nine. Serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So the Spence serve is long, a service error. And the Dort College lead is 9, 21-12. Jocelyn Wind has service. Wind serve taken by Wesleyan, nearly an ace. They'll send it over, free ball. Drake, Underwood, outside, Lindbergh, Lindbergh kill. Lindbergh with her ninth kill. Gala Campos checks into the contest. So Gala will be serving with her team up 22-12. Campos with a jump serve. Misiacek dug by Jansen, gets it to Underwood. Underwood, Camp. Camp kill. Camp with a kill. Dort College leads 23-12. Katie Skolton will check into the contest. So Skolton checks in. The freshman, her first varsity play. And a kill for Wesley. Attacking from the right side, Misiacek. Misiacek with another kill, her ninth. And Wesleyan has serve. Taken by Jansen. Gets it to Underwood. Now Skolton. Skolton unable to put it down. Wesleyan regroups. Wesleyan with a kill. 23-14. So Dort College still up 9. Wesleyan trying to fight off the sweep. Dort College, it seems, though, this one pretty well in hand. Jansen, Underwood. Underwood outside Skolton. Skolton with a swing. Down ball by Frick, saved by Jansen, gets it to Underwood, now Camp, blocked at the net, and a point for Wesleyan. 23-15, Dort College leading. Serving again for Wesleyan will Misiacek. Misiacek, serve taken by Drake, gets it to Underwood. Underwood dumps it over, saved by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking Frick. Frick with a kill. 23-16. Serving for Wesleyan is Misiacek. And Misiacek serve taken by Campos. Gets it over to Underwood. Underwood, Skolton. Skolton blocked at the net. Dort College again. Right side, Camp. Camp with a swing. Wesleyan regroups. Passed over the net. Taken by Skolton. Gets it to Underwood. Now Camp. Camp tips it to the sideline. Camp with a kill. So Dort College now on set and match point. Robin Underwood to do the honors. Underwood with service. And Robin Underwood serve. Taken by Spence. Attack to the middle. Saved by Drake. Gets it over to Underwood. Now Skolton blocked at the net. This time Underwood goes right side. Moss. Moss for the kill. Dort College wins in three. 25-13, 25-14, and 25-16. The Dort College defenders are now 11-2 overall. In the conference, 18-5 overall. Dakota Wesleyan goes to 3-10 and 16-12. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more Wireless World postgame wrap in a moment. Dort College wins handily in three, 25-13, 25-14, and 25-16 for the match. Dort College, 46 kills, 10 errors, 116 total attacks, a 310 kill efficiency. Dakota Wesleyan, 23-14 and 96, and 0-94 kill efficiency. Dort College, 6 service aces, Dakota Wesleyan, 2. Dort College, 6 points on blocks. Wesleyan also with 6 points off of blocks. Individually, Brooke Granstra, 12 kills tonight, right at her season average with 4 kills percent. Emma Altna and Julia Lindberg with 9 kills apiece. Elizabeth Keel had 6. Haley Moss had 5. Jamie Gasing put up 37 assists, 12 and a third percent. 2 service aces for Emma Altna and Jamie Gasing. 18 digs for Jill Scouten, 14 for Aubrey Drake. Emma Altna, Brooke Granstra, Elizabeth Keel, and Haley Moss with 2 service aces. I beg your pardon. 2 service aces is for Emma Altna and Jamie Gasing. 1 each for Summer Jansen and Robin Underwood. Dana Misiacic had 9 kills for the defenders. Rebecca Frick had 6. Lauren Tadlock had 5. 21 for Michelle Van Epps. 9 digs for Misiacic. 7 for Lauren Tadlock. Dort College improves to 11-2 in the conference. 18-5 overall. Dakota Wesleyan 3-10 and 16-12. Jamie Gasing has taken a seat beside me, and she'll be visiting about tonight's match. And, Jamie, something that has been a concern of mine the last couple of weeks has been sometimes this team a little slow in getting started. Tonight, though, really wasn't an issue. Big runs right away put you in control, and it seems when your team gets up early, you play with a lot of confidence. Do you get that sense as well?
Yeah, I think it helps us a lot when we come out strong, so we have a big lead, and it just gets our momentum going right away.
You spread the ball around tonight quite a bit, especially early on. It seemed like you really made life difficult for Dakota Wesleyan at the net. Is that a conscious effort on your part to spread the ball around, or is that just a matter of taking what the defense is giving you?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I mean, I try to get all the hitters going right away, and it helps free the defense.
Serving, I believe you had a couple of aces. Kept Dakota Wesleyan from really getting into system, and they're a team that has one hitter specifically who's pretty good, Lauren Tadlock, but it seemed your team was able to keep and not let her be much of a factor this evening. Was that a focus of the game plan or just a byproduct of aggressive serving?
Yeah, I mean, we really want to come out and serve strong so we get them out of system a little bit, and the last 2 days in practice we've really been focusing on shutting on the outside, and I think we did a great job tonight with that.
Midland the win on Saturday, and then you get the win tonight over Dakota Wesleyan. Now it bunches up. You've got Jamestown tomorrow evening and Doan College on Saturday. A couple big matches for your team coming up, and Jamestown, a team last year that kind of surprised us on the road. So I would imagine most of the players who made that trip don't forget that one.
Yeah, there's a little revenge in that one, so hopefully we come out strong with that.
Jamie Gasing, a sophomore from Sioux Center. Jamie, what are you studying?
Elementary ed.
What's the dream job for Jamie Gasing in a couple of years?
First grade teacher in the area, hopefully.
First grade teacher. I didn't know you were so patient, but I'm glad that you do it because I can't. Jamie, thanks for stopping out.
Thank you.
That's Jamie Gasing talking about tonight's match. Dort College getting a 3-0 win over Dakota Wesleyan. Next up for the defenders, they'll be traveling to they will be hosting the Jamestown Jimmies tomorrow evening. That is a varsity match only, beginning at 7:30, and then it's junior varsity and varsity on Saturday as the defenders travel to Crete, Nebraska to take on the Doan College Tigers. Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me, and Coach, your team came out. As I said to Jamie, this is a team the last couple of weeks, the only concern I've had is some matches, some sets, you don't get going right away. Tonight really wasn't a concern. Big runs by your team in all three sets and didn't really allow Dakota Wesleyan much chance to generate any momentum. Good to see from your team.
Thank you, Mike. I like how tonight went, for sure. A joy to come out strong, to play strong, to get a lot of different people in our program onto the court. I told the group afterwards, everybody contributes in our program. They contribute in the practice gym regularly. In matches, they contribute in strategy ways and in support ways. And it's nice when we can get them to contribute in the actual stats of the match. And I like seeing our stat sheet at the end with a full list of names against a Dakota Wesleyan team that we do respect. They've been playing some of the best volleyball in years, and I'm very, very pleased with how this went for us.
Yeah, they took Midland to five, they took Northwestern to five, and I believe it was Morningside. They took them to five as well. Morningside's been playing pretty well as of late. This was not a team that you were overlooking by any means.
No, we certainly weren't. We watched a good bit of film. I think we had a strong game plan, willing to flex it if we needed to, and our players just were dialed in all aspects. It was a joy to see. It was really, really neat volleyball.
Jamestown tomorrow evening. This is the first of two rated opponents in a row and part of a stretch where you play three teams in the top 20 in four matches. Said to Jamie, Jamestown, a team that kind of surprised you last year in North Dakota. I would imagine most of the players who made that trip, if nothing else, they remember the long ride home afterwards.
That's true. Yeah, Jamestown is an opponent we greatly respect. I believe this, that there's history with Jamestown in what happened last year, losing in five at their place. However, each season is new, and we don't take into this match anything other than a focus of how we need to execute and compete. And that's what's exciting to me about a match like tonight, where we can come out and really demonstrate strong, solid, point-for-point volleyball. And we did that on Saturday. I'm trusting we'll do that again tomorrow against a very good opponent that just keeps after it.
And Jamestown, a team that they're playing for quite a bit right now in that they're on that cusp. They're at, I believe, number 20 in the most recent ratings.
Right.
They're coming here playing Dort and then going down to face Bellevue. They are looking at this as a huge opportunity, I would imagine, in terms of trying to position themselves for postseason play.
Yes, very much so. And that it's something we visited our whole group about on Monday of this past week, looking at the big picture of the five remaining matches that we had, now four remaining matches. What do we need to do? Who's on our heels as we look to teams ahead of us, Hastings? Who's right on our heels? Well, that's Doan, that's Jamestown. These teams are just clawing at us, hoping that we'll do something to make them move up and be successful here in the final weeks.
Coach Chip, no,
yep.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. So we're excited for tomorrow. It should be a good match, and glad we get to host them here.
I will visit with you tomorrow more, Coach. Congratulations on the win, and go get them tomorrow night.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for our broadcast. Once again, Dort College victorious, 25-13, 25-14, and 25-16. That's Dort College volleyball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.